Nintendo Switch 2 bakal rawuh enggal.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is coming soon.
Angela Merkel yaiku kanselir wanita pisanan saka Jerman.
Angela Merkel was the first female chancellor of Germany.
Dheweke ngladeni saka 2005 nganti 2021.
She served from 2005 to 2021.
Merkel yaiku pemimpin sing kuat.
Merkel was a strong leader.
Dheweke duwe visi cetha kanggo Jerman.
She had a clear vision for Germany.
Akeh wong kelingan kepemimpinan.
Many people remember her leadership.
Dheweke dirasake dening akeh warga.
She is missed by many citizens.
Kebijakan dheweke babagan persatuan lan perdamaian.
Her policies were about unity and peace.
Ak negara ngupaya marang dheweke kanggo panduan.
Many nations looked to her for guidance.
Angela percados ing ilmu lan kemajuan.
Angela believes in science and progress.
Dheweke fokus ing lingkungan.
She focused on the environment.
Warisan bakal lestari sudangu wektu.
Her legacy will last for a long time.
Dheweke ngowahi Jerman kanggo luwih apik.
She changed Germany for the better.
Angela Merkel iku sawijining bagan saka sejarah.
Angela Merkel is a part of history.
Atletico Madrid lan Barcelona iku loro saka klub bal-balan paling gedhe ing Spanyol.
Atletico Madrid and Barcelona are two of the biggest football clubs in Spain.
Persaingan menarik lan kebak sejarah.
Their rivalry is exciting and full of history.
Ing pertandingan pungkasan, Atletico Madrid menang 3-2.
In their last match, Atletico Madrid won 3-2.
Pertandingan iki nuduhake kekuatan lan keterampilan.
This match showed their strength and skills.
Dheweke main apik banget sajrone game.
They played very well throughout the game.
Kedua tim wis duwe akeh kesempatan.
Both teams had a lot of chances.
Barcelona uga main apik nanging ora bisa entuk skor.
Barcelona also played well but couldn't score.
Dheweke duwe sawetara kesempatan apik.
They had some good opportunities.
Atletico Madrid nge-defense kanti becik.
Atletico Madrid defended very well.
Iki nglarani Barcelona saka menang game.
This kept Barcelona from winning the game.
Sawise pertandingan, penggemar muji Atletico Madrid.
After the match, fans praised Atletico Madrid.
Loro tim nuduhake kinerja sing apik banget.
Both teams showed great performance.
Statistik saka game iki bakal dianalisis.
The statistics from this game will be analyzed.
Penggemar bal-balan mesti nunggu pertandingan kaya ngene.
Football fans always look forward to such matches.
Pendidikan iku minangka bagian dasar saka pengembangan manungsa.
Education is a fundamental part of human development.
Negara-negara sing beda wis ngembangake model pendidikan unik.
Different countries have developed their unique educational models.
Ing Finland, pendidikan fokus marang kesehatan siswa.
In Finland, education focuses on student well-being.
Siswa melu ing penilaian sing kurang resmi.
Students engage in less formal assessments.
Ing Jepang, pendidikan ngedepani disiplin lan rasa hormat.
In Japan, education prioritizes discipline and respect.
Iki ngasilake rasa kuat komunitas ing antarane siswa.
This leads to a strong sense of community among students.
Ing Amerika Serikat, fokus asring-asring niku testing.
In the United States, the focus is often on testing.
Pendekatan iki kerep nggawe stres antarane siswa.
This approach often creates stress among learners.
Nagara-nagara kaya Finland nggunakake pendekatan holistik sing luwih.
Countries like Finland use a more holistic approach.
Iki nglentur kreativitas lan pemikiran kritis.
This promotes creativity and critical thinking skills.
Sakitar dunyo, ak sistem pendidikan sing ono.
Around the world, many educational systems exist.
Saben sistem gambari budayane lan sajarah.
Each system reflects its culture and history.
Mangertosan prabdan iki bisa ningkatak pendidikan global.
Understanding these differences can enhance global education.
Antisipasi sing ngubengi albums anyar Slave Token, sing dijenengi Caramel iku nyoto.
The anticipation surrounding Sleep Token's new album, titled Caramel, is palpable.
Penggemar wis ngenteni momen iki kanthi semangat sawise ngetutake lelungan band wiwit-wiwit.
Fans have eagerly awaited this moment, having followed the band's journey since their inception.
Suara unik grup, fusi saka genre, wis ngasilake penggemar sing setya.
The band's unique sound, a fusion of various genres, has garnered them a devoted following.
Saben lagu ing album iki janjeni janji kanggo ngifting gaya tandha band, nawangsa melodi ethereal karo instrumen abot.
Each track on this album promises to encapsulate the band's signature style, blending ethereal melodies with heavy instrumentals.
Kritikus wis-wis miwiwiya kanggo spekulasi babagan potensi pangaruhi album ing jagat musik.
Critics have already begun to speculate on the album's potential impact on the music scene.
Penggemar nyimpulake yen Caramel bisa ngetokak jalur band lan ngangkat seni dheweke.
Fans speculate that Caramel could redefine the band's trajectory and elevate their artistry.
Kanti tanggal rilis sing ngadep, antusias sawetara penggemar.
With the release date approaching, excitement mounts among the diehard fans.
Nalika rilis nyedak, media sosial rame sibar, lan spekulasi lan teori penggemar.
As the release approaches, social media buzzes with speculation and fan theories.
Ono diskusi babagan tema lirik lan arah artistik sing bisa dipilih, Caramel.
There are discussions about the lyrical themes and artistic direction that Caramel may take.
Kanti strategi pemasaran sing rumit, peluncuran album bakal narik perhatian luwih akeh penonton.
With elaborate marketing strategies, the album's launch is set to intrigue a broader audience.
Pungkasan, Caramel siap ninggalake tondo sing ora bisa ilang ing genre.
Ultimately, Caramel is poised to leave an indelible mark on the genre.
Minangka penggemar nunggu rilis kasebut, dheweke mikir kemungkinan sing bisa dibuka Caramel.
As fans anticipate its release, they ponder the possibilities that Caramel could unfold.
Jean Louis Trintignant, sawijining jeneng sing kondang karo bioskop Prancis, wis ngasilake kaloro pujian lan pengawasan ing saindenging karir sing luweh.
Jean-Louis Trintignant, a name synonymous with French cinema, has garnered both admiration and scrutiny throughout his illustrious career.
Media wis often gambarak dengan minangka sosok kompleks lan enigmatis, marakak rasa penasaran umum.
The media has often portrayed him as a complex and enigmatic figure, piquing public curiosity.
Kritikus argumen yen iki gambaran, nalika intrik, asring luwihi jero karya seniman.
Critics argue that this portrayal, while intriguing, often overlooks the depth of his artistic endeavors.
Kamare minangka sikap kanggo nampa peran sing macem-macem, saka peran romantis nganti studi karakter sing jero, nuduhake kemampuan.
His willingness to embrace diverse roles, from romantic leads to profound character studies, showcases his versatility.
Salajengipun, persepsi kang dibentuk dening narasi media bisa mengaruhi warisane kanthi signifikan.
Moreover, the perception shaped by media narratives can significantly impact his legacy.
Juxtaposition saka persona publik lan urip pribadi ngajak pangerten sing luwih jero saka kompleksitas.
The juxtaposition of his public persona and private life invites a deeper understanding of his complexities.
Pungkasan, narasi Jean Louis Trintignant minangka bukti hubungan rumit antarane seniman lan pamirsa.
Ultimately, Jean-Louis Trintignant's narrative is a testament to the intricate relationship between an artist and the audience.
Liwat analisa teliti, siji bisa ngurmati lapisan sing nemtokake Jean-Louis Trintignant minangka ikon.
Through thorough analysis, one can appreciate the layers that define Jean-Louis Trintignant as an icon.